Out of Bounds with Daniel Leach and Alan Crane on Radio West.
Out of Bounds with Daniel Leach and Alan Crane. Triple M.
This event coming up across the weekend in Busselton. I mean, the event's capital of the Southwest. Some would say the event's capital of WA. This is a bonkers event.
This is one that I'm interested in hearing a lot about.
What is your bike riding skills like?
If you take me training wheels off, I'm hopeless. But yeah, other than that, I'm good.
I was going to say, I don't ride bikes at all.
I heard that.
Yeah, I've never ridden a bike in my life.
Before we finish the season,
that is not gonna
we're going to have you out on a bike. What do you reckon?
It is not going to happen. And even if Rebecca Cotton, the event organiser of Delirium 24-hour, tried her hardest, it still wouldn't happen. But she's joining us on the phone right now to talk about this incredible event happening around Barnard Park this weekend. Beck, hello.
Hello, hey guy. Are you serious? You've never ridden a bike?
Never ridden a bike.
I think that's a bit of a mission for us, Beck.
I think so.
I tell you what, there was a radio stunt done around about 10 years ago where they tried and failed miserably. But we will not get into that. Look, that doesn't allow me to not enjoy the bike riding and the cyclists. If you've been watching the Commonwealth Games and how well we've been doing there, it's probably got you revved up for something like this weekend. An amazing event, 24 hours on the road. Who are crazy enough to do this, Beck?
Well, they're a special breed of human beings, these 24-hour bike riders. These guys are just passionate endurance cyclists, and they are super strong, and they're super fast, and are just a little bit bonkers. And we love them all, they're all part of our Delirium family. But what they do, they just push their bodies and their minds further than most people go. It's pretty amazing, actually, what they can do.
So how does it work, Beck? You obviously don't ride for the full 24 hours. They have a little bit of a sleep in there, or it goes over a...
Yes, you have to have a little bit of a spell from time to time. Some people really do try to push it the whole time, but they have to stop and have to feed and they have to have little naps. Everybody has a different strategy. So they all start out at 11 o'clock in the morning. We've got 12-hour folks and we've got 24-hour folks. But the teams and the 24-hour soloists obviously go for the whole 24 hours. The soloists will go, they've all got a different strategy, they'll go and then they'll do whatever they need to do in terms of resting, sleeping, eating is really important. The teams of six, they go in a relay and they don't stop. They just keep going all the way through the whole 24 hours, which is really, really exciting.
So you could wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, jump on your bike and pedal for a couple of hours.
Absolutely, yes. They go in shifts. So some of them ride for an hour, some of them ride for 2 hours. Whatever your team strategy is, you have to get up in the wee hours of the morning and get on that bike. And it's usually cold and dark, obviously.
Swinging back to the 24-hour cyclist,
mm-hmm.
is there a bit of a rule they can't ride for a certain period or they need to have a break within those periods?
No. They can do it the way they want. The rules are for the juniors. We've got some strict rules for the juniors. They ride for 12 hours, but they have to stop riding. If they get off their bikes at 6 p.m., when everyone else has to turn their lights on, the kids have to go and have a rest and they get back on again at sunrise. But the 24-hour guys, if they want to go the whole time they can, we've got really good race medical and we go around on scooters and keep an eye on everyone, make sure everyone's hale and hearty and can get right through to the end. But yeah, the 24-hour guys are something else.
So who in their right mind actually came up with this idea? Because, I mean, in all reality, 24 hours on a bike, especially for those soloists, is one main task.
It is one main task. And people have been doing it over the world for quite some time, actually. It all began in crazy cycling Europe, of course.
Of course. Is it the crazy Dutch? Because we know how crazy they are.
It probably was. But in the South, Brendan Morrison, who I work for, he got the idea. He and his good mate Mark Bullard sort of had a chat about it one day, and they said, wouldn't it be great if we had a 24-hour bike race? And it started in Coalama, and a couple of years ago we moved it to Busselton because we could get near the beach and get around that beautiful course at Barnard Pavilion. Yeah. And it's been its eighth year. It's going strong. Numbers are great. And it's got a real cult following, actually. There's a really interesting community around Delirium.
Just a quick one. How many kilometres would you travel? Do you know what sort of kilometres they do travel?
Yes. So our fastest guy at the moment, our record holder, is Lee Scurlock. He nearly cracked 900 kilometres in the 24-hour period. So I know, it's crazy, isn't it? So he's actually going for 900 this year, And the Uber Quads, which is like one of our elite teams, they're going for 1,000 kilometres in 24 hours.
What we do know, are there some very fit people out there. What sort of bikes are we talking? Like, are these sort of souped up bikes that these guys are riding, or do they have to be a specific standard?
Melbourne Stars.
Melbourne Stars,
with the streamers out the side.
Exactly. Ching, ching, off you go.
It's funny you should say that, because we do actually have all sorts of bikes in Deluian, because some people just go in it to set their own personal records, to beat what they did last year. So it doesn't really matter. As long as your bike's got two wheels and lights and keeps going, that's fine. But the really fast guys and girls, of course, will be on carbon fibre road bikes.
It's going to be an amazing event. If you want to know more, delirium24.com for all the info. It's also got the map of the course. It's a 2K course that goes along Geograph Bay Road, along Marine Terrace, also up Ford Road. And it's a great little course. If you're around Busselton over the weekend, go out, cheer these people on, because they are doing some incredible things. Beck, wish you the best of luck for the weekend. Looking forward to hearing some amazing results across the weekend as well. And I reckon we all want the weather to be good for it. That's the important thing.
Absolutely.
Yes, it is. We've put our order in for the good weather.
Good. I'm sure, hopefully, they're all listening.
Enjoy the moment. That's huge.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Beck Cotton, the event organiser of the Delirium 24 Hour. As I said, if you're anywhere around Busselton this weekend, go out, cheer them on. This is Out of Bounds at Triple M.
Out of Bounds, Triple M. The local view on everything footy. Out of Bounds on Radio West.